every morning, click over to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fire up the earbuds. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, one of the news services that we get sent me a link, and it's to something called the Cosmic Odometer. And what you do is you
time change stuff.
You type in your birth date.
Yeah.
And then you type in, I guess, your latitude matters, and then it figures out how many miles you have traveled throughout your lifetime. They also calculated, when I clicked on at about 5:15 this morning, the Earth has moved 7,373,000 miles since then.
I don't believe it. Yeah. I think God's just holding us here. We stay. What? I don't understand what you mean by... Oh, so how much we've all moved.
Yeah. You know, cause
I was just happy to track individually.
The Earth goes around the sun. This is just how much the Earth has moved. And I guess the latitude makes a little bit of difference. And then, you know, because I'm old, my number is... I can't count. I'm pretty sure it's over a trillion.
Yeah, but that doesn't also count the amount of distance you've traveled on the Earth.
Right.
No. Your lifetime.
Yeah, this is just if you were sitting in a chair.
Got it.
And going into orbit. So I'll send you this if you want to post it up, Puss. It might be something fun.
Is this one of those we need to get high before we do this type of thing?
No. All you got to do is type in your birthday.
Right.
Todd says no. Nick just throws up his hands like, well, I mean, come on. We could.
You could.
Did anybody have Barney Frank, trailblazing gay politician, died at 86? It's like 21 minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah. Barney Frank.
Let me check.
Yeah.
I see a James Franco.
I don't think I had him.
Well, who would have James Franco?
David Frankum?
Barney Frank.
Nope, don't see
anybody. Had Barney Frank?
No,
okay.
I don't see Barney Frank.
He's been sick for a while, hasn't he?
I thought so.
It's like there's an article from late April saying he was entering hospice care.
32 years of hospice care at home in Maine, where he lived with his husband, Jim Reddy.
Yeah, nobody
Barney
had him.
Frank, man. Yeah.
You have David Attenborough, Nick?
I don't know.
326 people do.
Yeah, because he turned 100 the other day.
I feel like I might.
And
I
don't know. How many people have the...
I do have him.
How many people have the swinging William Daniels?
Oh, he's a big pick, too.
I mentioned this earlier to him and his actress wife, Bonnie Bartlett. They've been married for 75 years. And how they did that was bang other people.
They had an open marriage.
He doesn't say that, but I'm sure they helped them last a little longer.
Since 1951,
right?
They've had an open marriage.
Looks like about 160 or so. They've got Mr. Feeney.
Anybody have her?
So they've been married since what? Eisenhower was in office.
51.
Yes. Yeah,
that's a long time.
What was her name again?
Bonnie Bartlett.
Bonnie Bartlett.
She's 96.
I have him on a list, too, but that's a list that doesn't have any hits currently.
Yeah, 15 people. 17 people have Bonnie Bartlett still.
Yeah, well, she's going to outlive them. They always do.
Probably. Yeah.
No, that would have been Truman. Yeah. They have been banging other people since Truman.
It's even crazier.
Yeah. Just the stuff they've seen, man.
Yeah.
They got married in 40, in 51.
Yeah.
Well, so my dad, actually. My dad got married about 51 also. Yeah.
I told you about those old neighbors we had across the street at our first house. They'd been married for like 70-plus years. Hmm. But if you thought about it, they were 103 when they died. They got married late for that time.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't get married until they were like 30-ish.
Were they swingers?
Right. Not that I'm aware of.
Did you ever hang out at their house late at night?
We did, but they were in their late 90s when that happened.
Ben Gay works.
What was late at night for them? They're like 4:30?
Yeah, pretty much.
Their wedding night, they were talking about how Truman fired MacArthur.
That damn Truman.
Yeah, good for them. They look happy sitting there. You know, well, they got to look at each other that long. You know.
You do have to wonder, though, when was the last time one of them had a side piece? At
that
age.
99 and she's...
3 months ago.
I mentioned this earlier when we talked about this in the beginning of the show that... the funniest tweet I saw about this was they had to sit down and tell their 70-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Your mom and dad, I have a open relationship.
They're like, great grandpa did what?
Yeah. But they said they just didn't talk about it. He just They just, if somebody was away, they were away. You know?
I feel like that's something that would be discussed in very loud terms in my home.
you mean
you just
yelling?
Went away?
You mean you get yelled at, Nick?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
As I'm getting kicked out of the house?
She, yeah, because she posted, she called you the best husband yesterday on her Facebook post. It was your birthday. She said, yeah, you're the best.
It was nice.
So I think you saw yourself short, because at least on that day, she said you were the best.
Yeah, but
he's not.
She's very kind.
Right. She wouldn't share him with anyone.
Yeah. Did she say that or not?
No.
Okay.
Well, she has said that.
That's good you communicate that.
Yeah.
Well, you don't bring it up. Would you share me with somebody? You won't say that, do you?
Well, no, I've been told that won't be tolerated.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. 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 Well, it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they've had an open marriage since the beginning of their marriage.
Not Nick,
correct?
And his wife. You're talking about these two people, right?
Yeah, we're talking about Mr. Feeney. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Feeney.
Yeah. But, and
she was banging Don Rickles.
Yeah.
I don't think there's one size fits all when it comes to that. I think a lot of people open up their relationship later into the marriage, and some of them maybe they start it right away.
Right.
Yeah, because by the time swinging became more popular, they'd already been married for what?
That's why.
Like 20
she does. In one of these articles I read about this, she mentions the 1960s and 70s in New York were a different time. People were, you know, just what it was, you know.
You know, I don't know anybody personally who was in an open relationship. I just know people that found out they were in an open relationship.
Yeah.
But it was only one side that was opening up the relationship.
That's a different term.
Right, and not informing the other side, which is called cheating.
Yeah.
I don't think Steve Martin was married, but in his memoir, he referred to sex in the 70s being like a handshake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just how you greeted someone.
Yeah.
What a time.
The 80s were kind of like that, too. They were actually like that a lot. But I'm sure the 70s were even better. Because
and AIDS came around and ruined
AIDS
everything.
AIDS came around and ruined everything, right?
We managed to ignore that for quite a while.
So Bonnie Frank, nobody had Bonnie Frank?
No, nobody had Bonnie Frank. Deadpool.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. Especially if you've been sick for that long.
Yeah, they picked like hockey players that played in the Russian league. They didn't pick up, and Barney Frank was pretty famous for a while there.
I think they're getting a lot better at that. You know, people are getting, they're understanding that, look, 95 plus or something that says stage 4.
Right.
You need to look for those things.
Right. Yeah.
You know, there's some weird, if you just scroll up and down this list, there are some weird names, like why would you ever pick that person, because they're young and healthy and have no indication of dying. That's just you grinding a personal axe.
Yeah. Barney Frank is one of the most obvious submissions. I can't believe nobody had him.
Yeah, me too.
But he has been kind of off the radar.
Yeah, you're right. He hasn't been in politics in a while.
But, you know, a lot of these people that Deadpoolers pick are totally off the radar.
Yeah.
All right, a McDonald's employee will soon face charges in connection with a video they released causing an uproar on social media. The video alleged showed a Southbridge, Massachusetts McDonald's employee contaminating food before serving it to customers. The video shows the employee putting fries in their mouth before placing them into a red box that is used for serving.
Oh, sometimes you pay extra for that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Southbridge police confirmed that it was not identified will be charged in connection to the incident. It happened in April.
She should be charged. I saw this video going around. She's like, licking it. Like, this is what
laughing?
You get. Yeah.
Yeah. Do people, the joke about DoorDash, and I get DoorDash. It's a great service. It works out well. I'm guessing most, there's always jokes about people grabbing fries, you know.
Well, I think that's a lot of times why the restaurant seals the bag.
Yeah,
they do. That's right.
Staple it shut or sticker it shut.
It is stapled shut. You're right, Push, because we had the other day. Yeah.
That's how you make sure nobody steals your food or spits in it.
Right.
Or at least the driver doesn't.
Yeah.
You don't know about the McDonald's employee.
Yeah, that's true. This started,
obviously.
This was early on, right? This is early on.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's a good thing to do for the restaurants to make sure.
What are they charged with?
Seal those bags.
Mm-mm.
What were the charges?
Yeah, it doesn't say what it's called. Yeah.
She could start an OnlyFans page and lick food and send it to guys.
Yeah.
And they would pay her for
that. Is she hot?
I don't know.
Nick saw the video.
I don't think it matters.
No. No, you're right.
I don't remember they like even having any thoughts about whether she was attractive or not. You're just like, oh, why? You're desecrating the fries.
Plus, how can you just lick a fry and not eat it?
Well, she's got an unlimited supply there.
I know, but that still takes a lot of willpower.
Oh, true. Good point. She does have a
I don't care how many fries you got.
You get a fry in your mouth, it's going down.
Right. I think that's why I could never work at McDonald's.
Just picking the fries.
You'd eat the fries.
Yeah. I would be constantly grazing on fries.
The freshest fries.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you worked at the Runza, which is a local regional fast food joint in Omaha, did you reach? Were you allowed to grab fries and eat them just indiscriminately?
Or like if there was an order for like they had like mini corn dogs at the time,
right?
And they the way what five came in a thing, but you just throw seven down.
Yeah,
like, well, have a couple.
Right. But it wasn't
the
illegal.
The little dino nuggets.
If you got caught, was that stealing?
No.
Okay, nobody cared. Okay.
Yeah, no, that doesn't.
They got more mad. We just handed free food out the window to people
with acid.
With acid, right?
Yeah. They weren't aware of that until later.
Yeah.
Probably a good move.
And you didn't lick the acid before you sent out because then you'd be all.
But handing out the acid would not affect their bottom line. The free food, it would.
And it all depended on who was working. Like, there was one of the managers would hand me a loaded pipe and a lighter and ask me if I wanted to take the trash out. I'd say yes.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's not going to be like, what'd you eat, two corn dogs?
They're the best kind of bosses, the ones that get you high. I love those fighters, but we had some bosses like that got us high at work. Cocaine, for Christ's sakes. At work. Yeah. At this particular radio station. The one we're on now. Yeah. All right. Long time ago.
Though. Maybe Jim doesn't suck.
No. Jim stopped doing coke years ago, man. No, Jim stopped doing coke, we all did.
Yep.
He's going to hate that joke. Hope he's not listening
to us. Which was like a year ago.
I hope he never listens again.
Come on back.